this is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. We're going to talk a little football with Aaron Rodgers. But before that, a little football movie. Gavin got so excited.
I'm so excited.
There's a football movie that you guys are going to see today.
Yes.
American Underdog. It's the Kurt Warner story. And I saw it last night because I actually have to go up and interview Kurt Warner and Zachary Levi. And so I'm kind of looking forward to that. I watched the whole movie and then I was prepping for them. And, you know, at first I was like, oh, wow, talking to Zachary Levi, that's pretty cool. Like, he's a big actor. But the more I was researching, I ended up having like more questions for Kurt about his life and his faith and just what makes him who he is. And so it's going to be, I'm going to tell you this right now. It's going to be challenging, I think, because I'm having to interview both of them at the same time. They've been doing dual interviews with them through this whole press season. And Zachary Levi goes over the top and like he interrupts Kurt Warner a lot and stuff. And he's like, he's just on. And I think he feels like Kurt is more subdued and he's really on. I probably am going to have trouble navigating that.
Do you have, for every time he interrupts him, throw out a yellow flag? Please do that.
Dude, that is a great idea. Hey, Zachary, I've heard you interrupt Kurt a lot. If you do that, I'm going to throw out a flag.
Unnecessary interruption, 15 seconds without talking.
That is fantastic. Oh, that's a great idea. I might work that in, Gavin. And so I'm excited to go do that. So we're going to do a little bit of a faster cast. But Aaron Rodgers, they say he might actually get to play. There's a big controversy with him because he got COVID, and then the NFL said he wasn't following COVID protocols. They fined him $14,000. And they find the Packers $300,000.
So, a stat that I actually saw today that completely baffles me when it comes to this drama, because it's a lot of drama, is that he was fined, his bank account fined $14,000.
Nothing.
They said to the average person that's equivalent to about $33 per person.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine losing that. You wouldn't think about it. Another thing that blows my mind is that a guy on Sunday was fined $20,000 for not following the uniform conduct and had his shirt untucked in a game. You got fined $20,000 for that.
Wow.
Which puts no one at risk.
Now, was his belly hanging out?
No, he's a skinny guy.
That puts people at risk.
Because if his belly's hanging out, like if he was like a lineman or center or something like that, yeah, fine him. We don't know anyone needs to see that. The center is a position, the guy that the hikes
it. Oh, I thought you're S-I-N-N-E-R.
Oh, no.
Okay, got it.
If he's a center, fine him, please.
I was so confused.
So they're saying that Rodgers will play. There's a chance that he might not play, but he got in trouble because he wasn't wearing a mask in all the indoor buildings because that's their rule if you're not vaccinated. And he went to a Halloween party and that broke the protocols because he was around more than 10 people and he wasn't wearing a mask.
And earlier before the season in a press conference, they were like, Aaron Rodgers, are you vaccinated?
Yes.
I'm immunized, yes.
Yeah, but he was referring to being homeopathically immunized about whatever. So, yes, he didn't say, I have the COVID vaccine. He's like, I'm immunized. Because I could say, anyone could say that. Because most of us got shots as a kid. You know, I'm immunized against polio, you know, or something like that. But, yeah, so that's interesting. But, yeah, you're right. That is a huge stat that's like $33 to everybody
else.
It's
nothing.
Yeah, that's big money.
That's a little depressing.
I had heard a story years ago that he was out to dinner with Toby and Toby Max band and a whole bunch of people. So they're all at dinner. The bill comes and it's $5,000 or whatever. Like, it's a big dinner bill for all these people. They were at a nice place. And Toby pulls out his credit card and he goes to Aaron Rodgers. He goes, hey, I'll split it with you, man. And Aaron Rodgers goes, put your card away. Toby doing well financially and being a millionaire, but then you've got Aaron Rodgers type millionaire.
It's another world.
Yeah, where he's like, put your card away, son. I have this. Son. Daddy's got this because he makes more than Toby. You know, it's so funny to see that echelon. Goodness. I would have just not even reached for my wallet. Mm-mm. There are times where you're like, oh, let me, and you try to fumble to try to fake like you're getting it.
Well, because what did we say earlier? So 14,000 to him is 33 to the normal person. So $5,000 would be equivalent to like $10 to a normal
person.
He can pay for that.
Yeah, it's not a problem. And he's getting mileage for it too, I'm sure. So anyway.
Bless
him. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well, mine has to do with Tom Hanks because we all love Tom Hanks.
Yes, Tom Hanks.
So Tom Hanks was recently asked what his three favorite films that he has done, what his three favorite films are. And this is what he had to say.
I would probably say number one would be League of Their Own because all I did all summer was play baseball.
Nice.
Then I would say Castaway because it was just there was nothing but adventures every single day, every single night. And the last film I would say that was magical for me was a movie called Cloud Atlas. We shot it on a hope and a dream and nothing but a circle of love in Berlin and Mallorca.
Well, I've never heard of that movie.
That movie is awful.
Oh, is it?
It's, and no offense, like it's one of those like high concept
artsy
films where there's, you know, 25 different timelines and you're playing a character in each timeline and there's no real connecting character or circle. Mm. So it just becomes this like, ooh, look at you.
If you confuse, you lose. Seriously. Like even in, we're going back to talking about the American underdog, there's a part in the beginning of the movie where it's really slow setting up the relationship because you kind of have to take it like slowly, but then it jumps to another place. And all of us, we were watching, we're like, wait, is this right out of college or how many years after college is this? Like it didn't make a good transition.
It didn't flash a little.
Yeah. And they can fix that real easy with a 4 years later, you know, or whatever. But
like they do in SpongeBob.
Right.
Two hours later.
Yeah. And so like that's a big deal in movies. If you confuse, you lose. I get him saying Castaway as on his top three. I would have thought number one for that one, maybe because it was all him. No memorization, hardly. He
that's
had
true.
Almost
that's
no
true.
Lines, but as an actor to convey what you want to convey with no words, I think would be one of the challenges. And I think he would see that as that was good acting. Like that was great acting.
I just watched A League of Their Own the other day.
So
and
good.
It is so good. I forgot how good it was.
Madonna was good in that too.
Yeah, she really was. And I'll tell you one thing, she did bad in it. Do you remember the song that they played at the end of that movie?
No.
She sang it. It was called...
Madonna sang it badly?
No, she didn't sing it badly.
Oh.
The song was just terrible.
Sure.
And it was called This Used to Be My Playground.
Okay.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
I so remember things holistically. Like, I don't remember the specifics of that. I do remember that somebody else was up for the Gina Gershon role. And
she didn't want to take it because Madonna
because
was going
to
be in it.
Do you remember who it was?
I don't.
I wish I could remember who it was. But yeah, she thought that Madonna being in the movie was going to like just make it a horrible movie. And because Madonna was big at the time. And so it's like, oh, well, you're just doing this to get people in the seats. And she's not an actress. And I mean, and people could make the same case about Lady Gaga, but she was great in Star Is Born. You know, Deborah Winger, is that it? It's possible.
I have no idea. I'm trying to look it up and I can't figure it out.
Deborah Winger was a big actress for a little bit, but she didn't have a lot of huge hits. She had League of Their Own, the movie with Legal Eagles with Robert Redford.
Legal Eagles.
Yeah, she was good in that.
That sounds terrible.
But anyway, so yeah, there you go. I think that is going to do it. And Betty Rock, you have alerted me that we have no birthdays today.
We do not.
All right.
But that's good news because then that will get you closer and quicker to these guys.
Yep. So
that I can't remember the name of.
Zachary Levi, Kurt Warner.
Yay!
Yep. And so it's funny, too, because Haley's coming up because Haley likes Zachary Levi. And Gavin bowed out of the interview nicely because they're shooting it. We thought we were going to have to shoot it and stuff, but they're going to shoot it. And so I asked him, I said, hey, do you still want to go up and meet them or, you know, kind of hang out and do stuff and shoot some socials? He's like, well, no, if Haley wants to go, because she was geeking out over him.
Because only one person can go with
you. Yeah. Yeah. And Betty also, you know, declined, you know, nicely to go. And so Haley's going to go. And I'm going to have to sit her down, though, which is funny because I'm going to have to go, okay, act like you've been here before. Don't geek out. And I don't think she will. Like, she's always pretty reserved and things. Like, I could see me having to go, hey, let's do a picture real quick with you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. You'll probably be like, my dad had to be with Barry Gibb for me.
Yeah.
When I met Barry Gibb, I just froze.
I remember the time she met Colton Dixon, and she was real. She was maybe 8, 9, and she meets Colton Dixon, and she's like, I like your hair. And then she just left. Like, it was so fun. Like, hey, see ya. I'm like, that's my daughter, Colton. All right, that's gonna do it for your aftercast, and thanks for being a potty.